जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्याम सुंदरा दे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा हरे कृष्णा थैंक यू वेरी मच थैंक यू एवरीबडी वेलकम टू द क्लास आई एम सो ग्रेटफुल दैट यू आर हियर आई रिक्वेस्ट योर सिंसियर्स ब्लेसिंग्स सो वी कैन ऑल बी ऑल हियर from Srila Prabhupada in this second canto, 9th chapter, 20th verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrit Please sing together. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudiyate nashtaprayeshu abhedreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhakti bhakti nashtake गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय Tadbhaktaya namo namaha. I offer my humble obeisances unto my Guru Deva, Shishi Gaur Nitai, and Shishi Radha Krishna, all the Guru Parampara, and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha, Patitanam Pavane Bhyo, Vaishnava Deva. Please call and response, please. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Twayaham Toshita Samyag.
Twayaham Toshita Samyag.
Veda Garbha Sisukshaya.
Veda Garbha Sisukshaya.
Chiram Bhrutena Tapasa.
Chiram Bhrutena Tapasa.
Dustosha Kuta Yoginam. Synonym translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Bhagwan Uvacha, the all beautiful personality of Godhead said, I sincerely request to say, speak together. Twaya, by you, aham, I am. Toshitaha, pleased. Samyak, complete. Veda Garbha, impregnated with the Vedas. Shishrakayashaya, for creating. Chiram, for a long time. Britena, accumulated. Tapasa, by penance. Dushtoshaha, very hard to please. Kutayoginam, for the pseudo mystics. The beautiful personality of Godhead addressed Lord Brahma. O Brahma, impregnated with the Vedas, I am very much pleased with your long accumulated penance, with the desire for creation. Hardly am I pleased with the pseudo-mystics. There are two kinds of penances, one for sense gratification and the other for self-realization. There are many pseudo-mystics who undergo severe penances for their own satisfaction. And there are others who undergo severe penances for the satisfaction of the senses of the Lord. For example, the penances undertaken to discover nuclear weapons will never satisfy the Lord, because such a penance is never satisfactory. By nature's own way, everyone has to meet death. And if such a process of death is accelerated by anyone's penances, there is no satisfaction for the Lord. The Lord wants every one of His parts and parcels to attain eternal life and bliss by coming home to Godhead. And the whole material creation is meant for that objective. Brahma underwent severe penances for that purpose, namely to regulate the process of creation so that the Lord might be satisfied. Therefore, the Lord was very much pleased with him. And for this, Brahma was impregnated with Vedic knowledge. The ultimate purpose of Vedic knowledge is to know the Lord and not to misuse the knowledge for any other purposes. Those who do not utilize Vedic knowledge for that purpose are known as Kuta Yogis or pseudo-transcendentalists, who spoil their lives with ulterior motives. Om Akyanati Mirandal Sir, Ananjana Shalakam, Chakshurun Mitlam, Yena, Tasmai Shri Guru Vandana. Just one more time, if we can read the translation together, please. The beautiful personality of Godhead addressed Lord Brahma. O Brahma, impregnated with Vedas, I am very much pleased with your long accumulated penance, with the desire for creation. Hardly am I pleased with the pseudo-mystics. I want you to notice few words before we switch off the screen. One is the pseudo-mystic word. And in the synonyms, there are few words I would like you to notice. One is dushtoshaha, hardly pleased. Ashutoshaha means easily pleased. Toshitaha, it comes in the first line. Toshitaha. Samyak means fully. like full, the complete knowledge is transferred. And then Kuta Yoginam, pseudo mystics. And Prabhupada goes back and forth between Kuta Yoginam as pseudo mystics and pseudo transcendentalist. And then also the sentence, the third, fourth, last sentence, which says that Brahma was impregnated with Vedic knowledge, or complete Samyak Vedic knowledge. And the ultimate purpose of Vedic knowledge is to know the Lord and not to misuse the knowledge for any other purposes. Hare Krishna. You can sit, Radha. Thank you. Radhakesh Prabhu. So we understand from here that there are a lot of austerities one could perform. We have many examples from great austerity in the Vedic scriptures. Dhruva Maharaj, there are some other examples too. Maharaj Parikshit doing this austerity for 7 days of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopis asking Mother Earth, what austerities did Mother Earth do? Because she is getting footprint of Krishna everywhere. Advaita Acharya's austerity, which is offering tulsi leaves. So we have the, you know, Lord Chaitanya appeared and we have the holy names and Sankirtan moment. Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, I believe they did austerity for 1 year, Ekadashi. And we have so many other examples. Even our youth raising kids, it's an austerity in this material world with this so much inflation, right? Right, Nita? So we see so many examples, and when the purpose is to please the Lord, it's so wonderful. We also have some bad examples. Like any bad examples you come to top of your mind? Yeah? Hiranyakashipu, 10,000 years of austerity, 10,000 not so golden years. Ravana. So Ravana was supposed to have been given powers by Lord Brahma because he pleased him, that he was invincible. So he was flying his plane, Pushpak, over the Kailash mountain, and it could not fly over it because, you know, it's Lord Shiva's abode and Parvati is there, and so it can't fly over there. No man can go in when Parvati wants no man to be around. So he tried to lift Kailash mountain, and Lord Shiva, as soon as he realized this, he just pressed his toe. So Ravana's hand was caught. So it's believed that, again, this is not in any of the Prabhupada scriptures, it's from many other old known ancient stories. It's believed that he took out his nerves and made a veena instrument. I'm not sure, and he took out, I believe, one of his heads. And he made this veena instrument, and he played for 1,000 years Tandam Ritya, not Mayapuri style, but some sort of composed this Tandav Stotram, and he sang this for 1,000 years, and Shiva was dancing, and finally Shiva was pleased, and you know, that's the austerity he did. Banasura did austerities with 1,000 ants, again, the Ashutoshaha, the word Toshitaha that you saw. Easily pleased. You know, he played with his 1,000 hands, again drums, and Lord Shiva was pleased, and he said, you be the protector of my kingdom, and he said, so be it. And another example is Brukasura. He went to Kedarnath, and he offered pieces of his own flesh as oblations to Lord Shiva. Now, Shiva did try to be dushtoshaha, like the word said, Krishna is not easily pleased, tried to be like that for a few minutes, and then he said, no, then I'll cut off my head. And Krishna said, no, you don't have to commit suicide, I'll give you whatever you want. So you know what he asked? For an aeroplane, which is invincible, which can fly anywhere, which is especially will be very difficult for Yadus. And it will be invisible whenever he wants. It can fly anywhere. And I was thinking, wow, just 1 year of eating ashes, and Shalva gets this. My car is too small. I need a Sankirtan van, you know. Maybe I can do this for 15 days. Anyways, so Shalya, the mystic yogi, he got this plane. He had a nameplate for the plane, like we have, you know, we see Harinam and JRNS in our parking lot. His nameplate for his plane was Saubhaga, Saubhaga, but it only brought him Durbhagya. That was the name of his plane. And Shalya, what he does is, he went. He was Shishupal's great friend. He wanted to take revenge on Krishna. So after Shishupal was killed at the Rajasuya Yagya, Krishna and Balram are in Hastinapur. He goes to Dwarka to attack. So naturally, Yadus came out. He was, putting blood, purse, tool, stone labs from his plane. It was too much havoc he was creating. Pradyumna, Samba, etc. came, and they fought heroically for 27 days. Now, just imagine the austerities he did and what destruction he's able to do. So I'm just putting this in front of you, so you get a picture. Not only that, he made Pradyumna unconscious. He did so much destruction of Yadus, they were not able to survive for a second. Krishna came after 27 days, he reached there. Balram he put to guard the city and he went to attack Shalva. Now Shalva doesn't only fight with Krishna competently, he also able to produce a messenger in front of Lord Krishna saying that, where is your father, you know? Your father has been captured by Shalva. The next thing you see, there's not just messenger, but he sees his father there. And then his head is, he sees his head. There are so many details in Krishna book, chapter 78. It's amazing, they say words at each other. And then Krishna is actually, this mysticism is so powerful that for a minute, Krishna is thinking that this is true. Somebody has harmed my father. And he starts crying, the Krishna book says. And then, of course, we know that it's Krishna's one of the opulence to show the bewilderment like human. But his Sharanga bow slips for a minute too. And after that, of course, he kills him with the Sudarshan disc. So this mystic power can be so powerful when the austerities are powerful and somehow, and again it's Krishna giving them, but one could use them to displease Krishna. And then we see the example of pseudo-transcendentalist. Now Prabhupada has not used this word too often, pseudo-transcendentalist. When I looked, I only found 1952 Back to Godhead. So I'm going to read from it. We are not sentimental, 1952, Back to Godhead. So there are a few sects that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had to fight. And those Sahajiyas, those Kasko Swamis, Samarthas, then Avag, Gera, something, things like that, they are mentioned. All these different people, they said that they were the authorized people by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they were not. And then the article goes on saying, I believe it's written by Prabhupada, it goes on saying that Bhakti Vinod Thakur fought with each and every of these pseudo-transcendentalists by giving the literature, by translating so vast literature and giving it to the masses. His preaching and his writing is the reason why we were able to overcome, you know, why Krishna consciousness was completely established once again by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And his divineness, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, again helped him and established this Krishna consciousness movement in totality. So we are getting teachings of Goswamis, then our acharyas, it comes to Prabhupada, right? It's a full-fledged, it's like Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of Vedas. And we are getting all these gurus' teachings to us So Prabhupada is in US, imagine now, year is 1968. There are few of these former famous yogi bogies, pseudo gurus, pseudo whatnots are coming. There is Osho Rajneesh. He has done, he has gathered some following. There are this Gurudev Ji, Maharaj Ji or something. You just name it. They are bluffers and they are cheaters. They are left and right people. One of them is Maharshi Mahesh Yogi. Now, he had done trips, world trips everywhere before Prabhupada even landed in US. His books were distributed by millions before Prabhupada came. You know, his books were distributed by millions. He was doing corporate preaching, how to relieve stress. He was selling this mantra. And devotees many times asked Prabhupada, how can we do what he's doing? You know, he is so successful. And Prabhupada said, no, he's a cheater and bluffer. He said, you just test his disciple if they have knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Any of you can defeat him. Just any of you know who has read Bhagavad Gita, can defeat it. Now again, the year is 1968. Prabhupada's Gita is just written, it's not published yet. So whatever the knowledge disciples have is just from Prabhupada's lectures. And in the late letter to Brahmananda, Prabhupada writes, This is very interesting. Again, I'm going to put a little bit more in perspective before I read that letter. This person has thousands of teachers, TM teachers. He has many followers, millions of followers. He has sold millions of books. He has done corporate preaching. And you know who are his disciples? Like, they are nowadays disciples, but his disciples were included names like Deepak Chopra, Art of Living, Ravi Shankar, like, this guy is big. And Prabhupada was nobody. 1968 February, Bhagavad Gita was not out. So, Prabhupada wrote this in a letter to Brahmananda. He was very happy with... There was a kirtan party, and its name was a teenage activity, kids activity center. And he said, I'm very ambitious for leading a kirtan party, especially all over your states and Europe. Hamsaduta is trying to organize this party. If you can move with this kirtan party, say a batch of 12 to 15 heads all over the states, as well as Europe, I am sure we will be more popular than the so-called Yogi Maharshi Mahesh. You know, so Prabhupada not only gives us a formula how to beat these mystic yogis. And he has so much faith in his kirtan parties, in his disciples and his teachings. You know, that the Vedas and Krishna can empower us. And the Vedas, Prabhupada is fully impregnated with Vedic knowledge. And so that's why he has so much faith that he can take over all these pseudo-yogis. There was one such another pseudo-yogi that came to Prabhupada. And he said, there's a very nice class, and this is from Swindlers and Cheaters class that Radhanath Swami gave in 2005. Saints and Swindlers and Cheaters. And Radhanath Swami says, there's a tape discussion on this. You could listen to it. This guy who came to Prabhupada, he's saying, how amazing was Prabhupada's success was that he did not do what other Swamis dared to do when they came to the West. Some Swamis, they were actually massage activists. Some Swamis, they were actually healers. And some Swamis gave bogus mantra. Some Swamis taught them some little Hatha Yoga. But this person who had made tons of money, he had lot of fame, lot of followers. And he came to Prabhupada and he said, but actually Swamiji, what you are doing is incredible. You are so successful. He was praising Prabhupada and praising Prabhupada, and like, you said them, surrender to Krishna, follow four regulative principles, and they did it. And Prabhupada very compassionately and very sincerely replied to this mystic yogi, pseudo-translist, etc. If you know that the goal of life is to surrender to Krishna, then why are you cheating these people by telling them something else, something false? And you know what? Radhana Swami says later, I know this person. Years later, he kept on coming to Hare Krishna temples. He took shelter of Hare Krishna temples. His wealth slowly went away, his followers slowly dwindled, and he kept on coming. And after the classes, he would very submissively say, just how wonderful, how good, such a nice class, thank you very much. You know, Prabhupada gave me the real knowledge. He was the true guru, and he was the only true guru. So the point I'm trying to make is that, yes, Krishna is very hard to please, extremely dushtoshitaha, as it says here. But when person like Prabhupada does his austerities, he has so much power to take these mystic yogis with few words of care, attachment, and you know, few lines of conversation. He has so much power, and it's only used to please Krishna. We know Putana's example, right? Putana's example is given in the scriptures. She, you know, speak about Kuta Yogi is mentioned here. She actually had the Kala Kuta poison on her, smeared on her breasts. She changed her appearance. She went, she looked like a Pakka devotee, and she went to poison Krishna. The pseudo guru, the pseudo mystic, everything Putana personifies that. And what did Krishna do? Krishna gave her the position of Datri in the spiritual world. We read in Bhagavatam 3.33.7, Aho Batsva Swapachota Garyan Yajivagre Vartate Namatubhyam Te Pustapaste Juhuvu Sansur Arya Brahmanuchur Nama Grinanti Ete. Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if born in the families of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy names of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required. Can you imagine? We are so lucky that we get to chant holy names. And it's only possible probably because we, as this verse says, we must have done many sacrifices in our past life. Now, I want to give one example. It's a little grotesque. I'm just going to spare you all the details. But there's one more example of this such mystic person. And it really, I read a lot about it. I didn't realize why I was reading this so much on this incident. But it shows two things. That people want to believe in something. They're looking for God. They want to do austerities. But unfortunately, sometimes they go to the wrong gurus. And one such example is Jones, Mr. Jones. And he had many followers. Again, around 1960s, 70s, 80s, this story is. 1978, it finished. He had about, at peak, he had more than 50,000 serious followers. Serious followers means they were not, no illicit sex, they were doing a lot of austerities. They believed in the communities like us, the farm communities. But they were communist. They wanted everybody to be equal. So naturally, they moved from US to some other country. They could not go to Russia. So they went to Guyana. They went to Guyana. They had this big community, many acreages. They were growing food. Everybody, including the leader, was living in very small houses. And things started getting difficult because, you know, slowly people start realizing what is the truth. And there was investigation happening from US because this guy's philosophy was not right. And what he does is he persuades everybody to die in their glory. To die in their glory. And a mass suicide takes place. I'm sparing all the details. It's really, really, really sad how people who did so many austerities, who came to find higher purpose in life, who gave up their materialism, and they got brainwashed. And they committed mass suicide. Almost 900 people passed away. They took poison. The moms, mothers and parents and, you know, parents and children took poison like it was Charnamrita. So, can you imagine this? And then, after thinking much, there are two things that really struck me. One is so important to come to the real guru, and the test of real guru is he is pleasing Krishna. He is pleasing Krishna, he knows Bhagavad Gita, and, you know, he has no ulterior motive. And the second is, I hope I can say it correctly, that picture of a mother and a baby, unfortunately, they both took poison. But I was thinking, in a way, we also do this. Hari Hari Bifale Janamagavayo, Radha Krishna Nabajiya Janiya Shunya Vishup, you know, Kaibo. We drink the poison when we waste our time not thinking about Krishna. Then in elsewhere the Vaishnava Acharyas say, we drink poison if and when we do ninda of Vaishnavas. If we ever do, I'm not saying any of us do it here, but on a theoretical perspective, any of you do it here, but on a... I'm not trying to preach to the choir who already knows that that not to do Vaishnava Ninda or not to waste time. In fact, one time Mother Madhumati and I were speaking and we said the person who benefits the most while speaking on the Vyasasana is the person himself. So I'm saying this for myself. How easily I forget to chant holy names, how easily I do Vaishnava Ninda, and how easily I'm going to do something just to please someone else for a couple of minutes. How easy I am to give my time and attention sometimes to others who may not be Krishna conscious. And so this is because for a minute or two, we may think that some other person is a mystic yogi. And again, I'm not saying this for us. I'm saying this for the people on the street, and they get carried away, cheated away. And then Prabhupada's teaching, that Prabhupada's letter to written in February 1968, I hope it comes to my mind, is that all we need is to give them kirtan, all we need to do is give them prasadam, all we need to do them is give them a book. That is the most powerful thing, because there are so many bluffers and cheaters out there, and they're going to come and they're going to be out there and give them the... Prabhupada said, give couple of lines of the books so that they take the book, right? I met such a person in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. There was this lady, a very active lady, a very amazing lady. She did a lot to stop prostitution that happens, unfortunately, in that state. Passing the legislature, stopping at the level where the women come in, unfortunately, they are kidnapped usually. Usually it happens around some cheap hotels. And she did so much work there. And she came to this gathering because she wanted to tell hotel owners the steps to take and everything. She was passing through our booth. I had Bhagavad Gita's, Motel Gita team was there. And we shared. And she told me this is her life's mission and she's very happy about it. But she feels angry. And that time I showed her the Bhagavad Gita and how Hanuman used his anger in Lord Krishna's service. How Hanuman used his anger in Lord Rama's service, and he burned the Lanka. And she said, "That's so wonderful. That, show me where it says in Bhagavad Gita." I know, I've tried to look in chapter 3. You know, I wish I had, just remember the verses like, some of you remember here. I searched and I said, "I'll text you." And sure enough, in the evening I texted her. But she found such a solace in Prabhupada's words, such a solace in our books. And Prabhupada gives this point to us too, that he said, in each and every one of his word, you can find. There is a complete meaning in each and every word. He was speaking with a psychiatrist in Switzerland, Sweden, Dr. Hauser. And he said, this Srimad Bhagavatam is so potent, it's such a complete literature. It has about 16,000 verses. More than eight words in every verse. They were just calculating approximately. So you have more than 280,000 words. And he said, each word of this literature is potent. It's potent because it has Prabhupada's potency. And it has Prabhupada's potency because of his austerities. How Lord Brahma is completely trying to please Krishna here. You know, Prabhupada is completely trying to please Guru and Gauranga. So each and every word out of his books is so potent. And he said, each and every word? And Prabhupada said, yes, each and every word. And he goes, would these books be in Swedish? And Prabhupada said, if you translate them, yes, they will be in Swedish. So here, Prabhupada. He gives, appreciates the scriptures and he gives you life's mission. And we see this example over and over again. Many times people went to Prabhupada, even our Mickey Singer here, I believe. I was told that he found his mission because he spoke with Prabhupada. And he has been a good supporter. So I love, I fortunately get to distribute a lot of books. And I remember one thing that time is that give them, if nothing else, give them the higher taste book and try to give them two books. You know, because I hope that is, I said, do you like to eat? And if they say yes, then this is for you. And if they say no, I say, why don't you give this to somebody who cooks for you? And they take it, you know, either way they take it, usually, 99%. And then I try to give them one more copy. I say, this book saved my life. I was a vegetarian, I didn't know how to eat right, and this book really saved my life, and why don't you take one extra for somebody you like? And that way, they become book distributors. And, you know, it's not my trick. I'm sure so many book distributors have said that they use this this thing. And it's just such a pleasure to distribute Prabhupada's words out there on the street. So these are some of my realizations from the verse. I would like to ask you if you have any comments or questions or any feedback, or if there's something online. Okay, so we'll call it. Thank you so much. Thank you for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyevacha, Patitanam, Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namah. Thank you very much.